Joining us in studio now is Greg Colby, who is an incumbent in for the at-large, in running for re-election at the at-large city council seats. Greg, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, for those of you, for our listeners out there who are not familiar with Greg Colby, you've been on the council for, is it 2 years, 1 year?
Yeah, about a year and a half now. I was appointed in January, February of 17. And then I got elected a year ago, and I have to run again. So I'm this is my third race in 2 years. Oh, man.
You're kind of a perpetual candidate there.
Oh, yeah.
But, this will be – this is a four-year term.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
So if this will be the last time for a while.
Yep.
You are running in the election coming in this week. You have a law background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I had a legal career for about 33 years. The last 20, I was a public defender and managing attorney down in Owatonna for the 3rd Judicial District. And a great experience, but way too much work, way too much stress. It's good to be done with that.
So are you fully retired now? Or?
Oh, good God, no. I couldn't sit still. No way. My daughter gives me so much grief about that. But no, I'm involved with the American Legion up at the state level. I have my city council work, and I teach periodically at Inverhills Community College and in the paralegal program. So, yeah, I keep busy.
You keep very busy.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about your candidacy. You've been on, as you mentioned, for about a year and a half, roughly a year and a half now, and running for re-election. You like, and this is not the first time that you've been on the council as well. We should make note that about 15 years ago or so?
No, 20.
20 years ago.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, I was on the council for 3 years then. I enjoy it.
Yeah, what do you enjoy about the council? I know it's a lot of hard work. It's not easy stuff always.
That is a great question. Why? Some people like to collect stamps. Some people like to go to baseball games. I am fascinated by government, by American history. Good government is essential. You don't get that by keeping your fingers crossed. You got to go work for it. And it takes, I think, some preparation. It takes a lot of study. I think you have to like people. But I especially enjoy the Northfield City Council because I have some wonderful colleagues. I am not kidding. I have sat in city council meetings on a couple of occasions and just been absolutely, stunned at how good, I'm not kidding, how really good the analysis of a problem will be. When you're talking about energy issues and Erica Zweifel starts talking about that stuff, I mean, she knows her stuff. And it is just wonderful. Remember, I have sat in a lot of courtrooms. I have listened to a lot of lawyers and judges talking about a problem. So I have a lot of experience hearing people analyze problems. And I am not exaggerating. When I sit in a city council meeting and I listen to my colleagues take problems apart, it is a pleasure. It's just an absolute pleasure to sit there and listen. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean I always agree with their proposals on how to solve a problem. That's different.
And let's talk about some of those issues that are going on right now. Along with voting for the city council at-large position, our voters will be voting on a couple of referendums, including the new Cannon, or a proposed Cannon River Civic Center, a hockey arena, and proposed Civic Center as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we have a bit of a dilemma. We have a hockey arena here in town, but that hockey arena is in bad shape. It has been looked at a couple of times, but most recently, we know that the locker rooms are way too small. We've got students who are changing clothes basically out in the hallway. And that's not appropriate. We don't have adequate toilet facilities. There are no showers for player use. As I recall, we need to replace the electrical system. The refrigerant system for creating the ice has got some major challenges. In order to get that facility up to a reasonable level of performance, it'll cost about, I believe, $7.9 million. The referendum is asking the taxpayers for about $8.9 million. It might be slightly more than that. Yes, the total project is $21 million for two sheets, but the referendum is asking for $8 million. Close to $9 million. This is an economic development opportunity. For the entire time that I've been involved with the city council and seeking election over a 20-year period, everybody talks about economic development. And I get this feeling sometimes that people expect that we just need to get another Cardinal Glass to come in here. Cardinal Glass was the last large enterprise to come into Northfield, and that was over 35 years ago. The likelihood that something like that is going to happen, I think, is quite remote. So we need to develop from within, like we did with Aurora Pharmaceuticals. They want to expand. The city council and the city staff help them with that. This is an economic opportunity. It has challenges, there's no question. But when you go out, like I did last week, and look at that facility in Marshall, it's impressive. There's parking. There's the hallways are in good shape. The ice is in good shape. Remember, when you put that in place, businesses will develop around it. The numbers that have been used to analyze whether this will work come from looking at the numbers for hockey operations. And I'm happy to talk about hockey operations, but there are other recreational activities that can use that, especially ice activities. The game of bandy, which is played on ice skates, used with stick, but it's not a puck. They use a ball. Bandy is quite popular in Canada. I think it would develop here. When you look at the opportunities with curling, there are, and I looked this up, it's amazing what you can find on the net, but look at curling. In Wisconsin, there are 27 curling clubs. In Minnesota, there are 32 curling clubs. I'm not inventing this opportunity out of thin air. I mean, curling is a real sport that people like to enjoy. The St. Paul Curling Club has 1,200 members. I think a hockey arena provides us with an incredible opportunity, and we ought to seize it.
Once again, Greg Colby is with us. He is running for re-election at the at-large city council. His opponent is Clarice Grabo, and Clarice was on a couple of days ago. You can listen to her interview online, kymnradio.net. Let's move on from economic development to some of the other aspects. What do you see looking at the next 4 years, which would you the time of that your term would run? What are the big challenges that Northfield and the city council would face?
Well, let's go back.
Are there any particular ones?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, from an economic development perspective, we have to deal with the ice arena. If that fails, then you come up with the question, should we spend a lot of money on renovating the current facility? And that is an extremely difficult question. There are lots of people in the community that like hockey and want to keep it going. But if you have a referendum that says, no, we don't want to spend $8.9 million, then how does the city council approve $7.8 million for repairs? I'm struggling with that one.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue is the whole issue of spending. I had a great conversation with Ben Martig about this, and last year the city council approved a real estate tax increase of roughly 8%. This year, the discussions for a real estate increase to pay for what we wanted to pursue started up around 9.7%, and we, wrestled with that for a while and got it down to 7%. It's capped at 7. I don't believe, and I just don't think that the public is going to support real estate tax increases of that level. 8% is quite high. 7% is not a significant drop. The problem, however, is that because of the Great Recession back in 2008-2009, city government made the decision that it couldn't spend money the way it had been, cut back budgets, and a lot did not get done. You're seeing part of that problem expressed in the quality of our roads in Northfield. I mean, there are sections of City Road that are in dreadful shape. That has to be taken care of, but it's costing more and more money. We had a proposal to pave Spring Creek Road. I don't even think the length of the paving proposal was even a mile long. And yet one of the estimates that came, well, one of the proposals to pave that came in was over $3 million. That's nuts. You can't spend $3 million to pave less than a mile of road. That is just craziness. So those two issues, economic development and city spending, are going to be tough challenges for the next couple of years.
You have a legal mind, obviously.
Yep.
I want to talk about the charter for just a moment or so.
Okay.
and its importance and its place in the 21st century. From what I see here, the charter and state laws and state statutes present kind of two sets of rules at times.
Yep.
Does the charter have a place here still? Should it align more closely with that? Do you have an opinion?
I do. I'm on the Charter Commission right now. David Lutescher and I have banged heads a couple of times.
Now, we don't have 2 hours to talk about
that. No. In my research, my legal research, what I have found is that state law will prevail over any question when it conflicts with the charter, except on issues that are unique to Northfield. I have been saying for a while that we need to basically get rid of most of the charter except those portions that are unique. And the unique portions would be in city-college relationships. There may be one or two other areas that are quite unique to us, but if it's not unique, then why have it? And there has been some discussion about just getting rid of the charter and becoming a statutory city.
Mm-hmm.
That is an idea that needs to be explored.
Okay. All right. Once again, Greg Colby is with us, a city councilor, a candidate for re-election right now in the at-large position. Greg, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners out here why they should vote for Greg Colby?
Well, I appreciate that opportunity. The answer is that... With experience, hopefully, comes judgment. And I do have a lot of experience, not only on city council, but on a number of city commissions, city committees. I was a member of the Planning Commission for 5 years. I've sat on the Charter Commission off and on, I think, for 2.5-3 years. There are a couple of other committees, and I just cannot remember them. But I also have a master's degree in public administration. There are two areas that helps in, and one is when you're talking about bureaucracy. People rant and rave about bureaucracy, but it's really interesting when you talk about to people about our national park system. They are delighted with the park system. They love it. But the park system is run by a bureaucracy called the National Park Service. The Park Service does a remarkable job, although administration after administration keeps cutting its budget. And you have a terrible problem taking care of roads and grounds and a number of our national parks. In Northfield, we are going to have a problem beginning probably in another year, year and a half, with taking care of our beautiful spots like Bridge Square and the flowers that are all over the city. We have a marvelous garden club in this city, but they're getting older, they're getting tired, they want to start slowing down, and there isn't anybody to take over. That means that the city is going to have to take over those responsibilities. How is it going to pay for that? One of the proposals is that we add two park operators, workers to take care of things in our parks. We have a number of parks in Northfield. They're not being adequately cared for. But where's the money supposed to come from to address that? One of the things that we need to have is another funding resource. You can't keep asking people to pay greater and greater real estate taxes. It affects housing for poor people. Rents in apartments are ridiculous. Where are we supposed to put people who have limited incomes? And it's because real estate taxes keep pushing those rents up. We need another revenue source, and we need to work on that in the city council. Not very sexy, but it's got to be done.
Greg, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. We're out of time, but thank you for sitting in.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks very much.
Greg Colby, once again, a candidate for at-large. He's running for re-election in the election that's coming up on this Tuesday. If you haven't voted yet, the polls will be open Tuesday. And if you want to hear his listen to his interview, this will be available online, kymnradio.net. Jeff, getting out of here. Hope you have a good day. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next.
Hello, this is Josh Gare. My wife and I received bad news in 2006 when I